Okay, kitties, here's the big one. For starters, January 12, 2022, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. Those who have been faithful readers know that in 2009, the Federal Reserve System, a trademarked utility of the Federal Reserve, went bankrupt. This was, in a funny way, both the cause and the result of the 2008 financial debacle. Following TARP and that mop-up, in 2017, Chase Bank, one of the controlling shareholders in the Federal Reserve System, received the Federal Reserve name and trademark as part of the bankruptcy settlement. J.P. Morgan received the name and trademark Federal Reserve Board of Governors as part of their share of the spoils. What remained of the Federal Reserve apart from the Federal Reserve System was rolled over into the U.S. Treasury, which has actually been the International Monetary Fund, IMF, since 1924-2019. So, there is no Federal Reserve. Okay? Everyone got that straight? And there hasn't been a U.S. Treasury since 1924, that's all the IMF in sheep's clothing. All the Federal Reserve banks are now owned lock, stock, and barrel by Wall Street commercial banks, and, furthermore, though they continue to pretend that they have something to do with the federal government and continue to hustle treasury bonds for the non-existent U.S. Treasury/IMF, this means that the Wall Street banks have direct access to credit purloined from the American people and are now helping themselves to whatever they want. Lurking in the background, the U.S. military is the linchpin holding this pile of illegal crap together, just as it has been since 1863. You all know about TARP, but don't know that under cover of the purported pandemic and all the media frou-frou raw smokescreen created by that, Wall Street looted trillions more out of your pockets in what has come to be known as the repo-loan scandal. Go here and read all about it. You are really going to love it, not. My personal favorite among all the articles posted by Wall Street on Parade is the one titled, The Fed Has 233 Secret Documents About J.P. Morgan's Potential Role in the Repo-Loan Crisis by Pam Martins and Russ Martins, dated March 13, 2020, that is almost 2 years ago, but notice, 3 years after J.P. Morgan and Chase acquired the Federal Reserve System names and trademarks and assets. Read this excerpt from their March 2020 article. Armed with knowing that for all intents and purposes, J.P. Morgan is the Federal Reserve. By Pam Martins and Russ Martins, March 13, 2020. The Federal Reserve Board of Governors, J.P. Morgan's trademark since 2017, has acknowledged to Wall Street on Parade that it has 233 documents that might shed some light on why J.P. Morgan Chase was allowed by the Fed, J.P. Morgan Chase, to draw down $158 billion of the reserves it held at the Fed, J.P. Morgan Chase, last year, creating a liquidity crisis in the overnight loan market, according to sources on Wall Street. After taking 4 months to respond to what should have been a 20-business day turnaround on our Freedom of Information Act request, the Federal Reserve, J.P. Morgan Chase, denied our FOIA in its entirety. Our earlier request to the New York Fed resulted in the same kind of stonewalling. See, the New York Fed is keeping J.P. Morgan's secrets close to its chest. Go figure, right? J.P. Morgan Chase keeping J.P. Morgan's big secret, that it took over the Federal Reserve System, close to its chest. How about hidden in its bra? But continuing on with their March 2020 article. The Wall Street liquidity crisis forced the Federal Reserve, Chase, beginning on September 17 of last year, to begin making tens of billions of dollars in loans each business day to the trading houses on Wall Street. It calls these firms its primary dealers, since they also engage in open market operations with the Fed, that is, J.P. Morgan Chase, and are under contract with the government to make purchases of Treasury securities during Treasury auctions, a dangerous symbiotic relationship to say the least. Apparently, the authors of this article had no idea how close this symbiotic relationship is, because J.P. Morgan Chase is the Fed at this point and has been since 2017. Why wouldn't it loan itself our credit at our expense for its investments and their Wall Street banker buddies' investments in our property assets? This was the first time, quoting the Martins article again, Since the financial crisis of 2008 that the Fed, which is now JP Morgan Chase, had made these so-called repo loans to the trading houses on Wall Street. End excerpt. Read that, JP Morgan Chase, operating as the Federal Reserve and Federal Reserve Board of Governors, has been loaning itself and other big Wall Street banks immense amounts of your credit to buy up land, businesses, homes, mines, and other actual property belonging to actual people, and they are using a trademark scam to do it. Not only that, while the original Federal Reserve was a private banking consortium that was as federal as Federal Express, it was accountable to the United States Congress. This new criminal corporate bankruptcy fraud and merger takeover leaves JP Morgan Chase a free hand to dip into the public's credit to defraud and rob the people of this country without any accountability at all, and the U.S. military is standing by, letting them and the other Wall Street banks do the looting. If we don't arrest the bankers and the Congress, both, for this one, and fire the U.S. military, too, if they don't take action to stop it, our country can only go down the tubes at the hands of Jamie Dimon and this gang of reckless international pirates.